Do you remember how you got your first ever job? Mine was at the local snack bar. I'm pretty sure my mum just talked them into hiring me. A few years later, I remember walking around the local shopping town with a sheaf of paper resumes trying to get a coveted retail job. And even beyond that high school job, the pathway used to be fairly straightforward. You'd study or train, you would apply for jobs in that field and work your way up the ladder. The problem is that pathway isn't so clear anymore. There are fewer entry-level jobs, industries are being impacted by AI, people are more likely to switch careers several times over their working lives. And if you've got kids entering the workforce, it can be hard to recognise that world that they're entering. So how do you give them advice? What do you say to a young person when really you're not sure what their next steps should be? You're about to hear from someone who has been thinking a lot about this. With me is Lisa Leong, host of This Working Life on ABC Radio National. She started joining me fortnightly to help you unpack how to make your work life better. I've been calling our chats Work in Progress. Lisa, do you remember the career advice you were getting from your parents as a teenager?
Yeah, so Dad was a sort of do as I do type of person, and he was really, really into his job as an architect. So I think the vibe I got from him was definitely choose a job that you love, but then work really hard at it. So he was always sketching and reading. And then the thing that really influenced me was a family friend who happened to be a lawyer, and I just fell in love with her and her career. And so I found this little picture I did in primary school, Tegan, and it was a little picture of me, and it said, you know, perfect career. And I wrote lawyer at the time. And then it said perfect car. I don't know why that was the second question. And I wrote Nissan Bluebird with electric windows.
Electric windows.
So that was my dream. It was like a school version of a vision board, I guess.
Okay, so that's the advice you got from your dad. What advice have you given as a parent?
It's a hard one, isn't it, Tegan? Because
it shouldn't be for you. You literally host a show called This Working Life.
Yeah, and I can find myself doing really crazy things. So there's part of me, and I think this is maybe a trap we fall into as parents, which is the, you know, I have all the answers person. And, you know, if you follow my career advice, this will, you know, put you in good stead. And then there's another part of me that knows that I'm anxious about the fact that jobs are changing rapidly, casualization of the workforce and all these things that we're thinking about, will my daughter ever leave home, that type of thing. And that part of me then sort of is floundering a little bit, because I know that by giving her advice in absolutes, that's actually not going to serve her well.
I think you do worry about your kids, and you're trying to channel as much information to them as you can. You're trying to set them up as best you can. And it's not a nice feeling to feel like you're not able to do that job. It sort of really plays into two things, like workplace anxiety and parental guilt.
Yeah. And interestingly, the parent influence is so great. So when you ask people, who gave you that career advice and what did you pay attention to? The role of parents are so great. So career advisors in schools, they don't just look at the children anymore or the students. They actually now try and engage with the parents, because the child will go home and no matter what has been discussed in the school, sometimes that parent influence is really, you know, playing a part in their next move. So I think that's really interesting to know that as a parent, you know, whatever you say and do, that is disproportionate really in terms of the crew that you need to help you with your career. And in fact, when I'm advising people on their careers, I actually get them to go back and say, like, you're actually supposed to be driving the car, but who have you let drive that career car? And are you just in the passenger seat? And when are you going to take over with the driving?
That's such a good analogy. I'm also interested to talk about what you see as the biggest changes in the workforce over the past few decades. What you think are the biggest differences between what you or I might have come into in our early careers versus what our kids are going into?
There's big changes. And I think one of those big mistakes that I talked about is that as a parent, you think about your experience when you're giving advice to a student these days. Times have changed. So World Economic Forum looks at the changes in jobs, and they do say that, yes, 90 million jobs are lost, but 120 million jobs are gained. So what that means, though, Tegan, is what roles you think exist, you know, when you do a survey and it says, oh, you're going to be a vet or a doctor. Well, the roles have changed, but we don't quite know what the new roles are. So that is one thing. The second is this casualisation of the workforce. So more people have insecure work. You don't get a job for life anymore. And even if you get a permanent job, well, that's up for grabs when we come to restructures. So that's the second difference as well. And then just this idea of we are changing jobs nearly on average every 2 years. In the 90s, it was unheard of to really think about changing jobs too rapidly. It looked really bad on your CV. Why can't you keep a job? But that's different now. It's like, great, you've got a lot of variety. What did you learn? So the expectations are really quite different, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And then when it comes to giving career advice, schools are even integrating some of these new tools, including AI.
Yeah, so they're finding not only is the career advisor using AI and learning more about AI, but interestingly, the student will come in and they would have used AI like ChatGPT to ask them for a career plan. And so what the career counsellor needs to do is to work with them on that career plan and to be conscious about those limitations of AI, like the hallucinations, you know, the work slop. So if you ask the wrong question or a leading question, then you are going to get the answer that you want. So unfortunately, you've got to be really careful when it comes to this, because you could be set on a path and find yourself really stuck and wondering, oh, how did this happen? Because you asked the wrong question at the wrong time.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor chatting to Lisa Leong. You know her voice from This Working Life, but she joins me fortnightly for a segment that we call Work in Progress, because there's not enough work puns out there. We're talking about giving advice to young people looking to get their start in the workplace. How do I give good advice to the young people in my life when we are so uncertain about what the future of work looks like?
I think the first trap is to give too much advice. So that idea of really listening and asking good questions, Tegan, to tease out, because at the very least, it's a question of helping someone determine, you know, who they are. And I know that's a big question. And in fact, one of our experts, Alana Kilmartin, who sort of went to about 300 high schools over Australia and New Zealand, when she was looking at jobs and the job market, she said, actually, it's the first 5 years, the casual jog market, J-O-G, where you don't sprint, you're actually learning. So when you're a parent and you're asking those questions, you've got all this data from watching your child grow up and seeing when they're playing, when they're in flow. And so you can have a conversation about, I noticed that you are always dot, dot, dot doing this activity. What do you love about it? What do you find when you're doing it? And then they're the little either red threads, some people call it, or interesting things that you use as data, Tegan, to help them with that first 5 years of exploration. So you don't need to lock in, and you probably can't. Flexibility in careers or career elasticity, that's the main aim, I think, in longevity in your career, and to know that you're going to be moving around a lot and you're always going to be learning. So how do you foster that learning in your child as a parent?
A text from Andrew says, timeless job advice, be polite, respectful, honest, and communicate. Say please and thank you. Being polite goes a remarkably long way. Andrew says, I continue to get work that other people don't just through basic courtesy. When I'm delayed, I let people know who are expecting me to know. Gets a lot of understanding. How would you grade that text, Lisa?
Oh, I love all this. And it just reminds me, Tegan, that it's the human skills, isn't it? Is to realise, yes, you're human, and that these skills are super essential. Don't forget them. So we heard about the human skills of, well, respect, communication, keeping people in the loop, being reliable, creative problem solving, collaboration. We will always be working with others, you know, humans. So we need people skills and we need to respect each other. And I think this is essential. And if you can cultivate that in your young one, then yes, of course, all of these hygiene things, I guess they're called in jobs, this is actually going to help them really stand out, because sometimes it can be a bit lacking. We can forget that you can't just rely on the technology to do the people skills.
Well, Lisa, thank you as always. Lisa Leong joins me from This Working Life every fortnight. This Working Life explores the world of work. You can find every episode of it on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.